We're going to talk today about a pretty serious subject, and that is affairs and how those affect marriage. I'm John Fuller, joined by Dr. Greg Smalley and his wife, Erin, and they lead the Focus on the Family Marriage Department. Erin, there are a lot of stats out there, and I'm not sure, you know, we could believe all of them, but what's your take on how frequent infidelity occurs in marriage?
It is interesting because the research is difficult to find. It's difficult to find reliable research that is based on statistical validation. Mm-hmm. It's the one that we kind of attribute to says that 25% of husbands have an affair and 15% of wives have an affair. So it's interesting to look at that and go, okay, so 25% of husbands have an affair. That is one quarter of husbands are having affairs, and 15% of women as well. So it's happening. I was telling Greg, there's a radio program we listen to in the mornings, and
besides Focus on the Family.
Yeah.
Well, it's research, I'm sure. You're doing research.
They always throw a question out there, and today it was, did you know the other woman? And the number of calls and texts that they had tells us that this is happening, and it is very, very painful. Mm-hmm. People calling in were crying as they talked about experiences from years ago, from previous marriages, and now they're happily married. So it's just, it's something that needs to be talked about, as well as it's important for couples that go through infidelity to realize there is hope. And so many of the couples I do aftercare calls with from Hope Restored have experienced infidelity, and it's always amazing to me to see what is birthed out of the pain that they experience.
Yeah, that's our billboard for today is things like this can happen, but God can still work.
100%.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to turn now to a conversation Focus President Jim Daly had with Pastor Rick and Tiffany Bullman, and they've walked through the pain of betrayal. Today, we're going to hear kind of the backstory leading up to the affair.
Rick and Tiffany, great to have you here at Focus on the Family.
Thank you.
I'm thinking of that, and I'm not going to, you know, tip the hand here, but it's got to be tough to even hear that. I mean, and I so appreciate your vulnerability. I mean, it's like every time you have to go out, and I know you do it willingly and talk about this in the hope that another couple could be saved, but you got to kind of live in this place where you're reliving probably the most horrible moment in your life. And so I just want to say thank you, because it takes a lot of courage to do that. And, you know, it tears me up just thinking about it. And I think we all need to realize that and compliment you out of the drive to help others. You talk about this pain.
Thank you.
So thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. Let's start with a little happier spot. When you met, your love story. Let's go there first. And because it starts there, right?
It does. Mm-hmm.
And what did that look like for you guys?
We were living in Southern California. I was attending Life Bible College, and Rick was getting ready to attend Life Bible College. And we met there, and we fell in love.
Talking scripture every day together.
Yes.
How important God is.
Yes.
I mean, I can imagine.
We dated for 4 months. Was it 4 months? And he proposed.
Wow.
And I said yes. And we got married a week before our first anniversary.
Just of dating.
Of dating. Yes.
Yeah. Gene and I were 13 months, so we weren't far behind.
There you go.
Yeah, it must be a California thing.
Maybe. Maybe. Yes.
Let me ask you, though, and it's so funny because I'm relating to this. In the book, you talked about how you felt you had so much in common. I remember Gene and I went to our premarital counseling, you know, and we're like, oh, we are so much alike. That's why we're in love, because we're so much alike. And then we go through the premarital counseling down in San Diego, actually.
Yes.
And we walked away going, we are not alike at all, which is a great outcome of premarital counseling.
Sure.
I think 3 of the 12 couples walked out at some point during that 6-week span we did.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. They did their job. Those couples did not get married, and that probably is a good thing.
That is, yeah.
But you saw that. You were so much alike and in love.
Yes.
But you did have something you called unwritten rules.
Unspoken rules.
The unspoken rules. Describe what you were trying to get at there.
So we did think that we had a lot alike. You know, we both grew up in Christian homes. We were both the oldest, which sometimes is not always a good thing. But there were so many things that we didn't talk about, and we learned about those after we went to counseling. Yeah. So the unspoken rules were things that we absolutely thought had to happen in our house because they happened in our family of origin, but we had never discussed them. And right now they're slipping my mind. Can you think
of anything? Yeah. So case in point is that Tiffany's a clean freak. And
I like that.
Yeah, Thank you.
You want to come do my garage?
And so we get married, we're newlyweds, like not even a couple of weeks home from our honeymoon, and I cleaned the kitchen, and I'm thinking it's done, and I walk in, and she's scouring the sink, and I can tell by her body language, like, she's, like, irritated. I go, what are you doing? She's like, I'm scouring the sink. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, you're supposed to scour the sink. And I went, you what? She goes, no, when you do the dishes, you scour the sink every time you clean the kitchen. I didn't grow up that way, but that's how her dad was. That was the rule. When you clean the kitchen, you always scour the sink.
Was he military?
No.
No, but, you know, you do dinner dishes.
Yeah.
And then you scour the sink, and that way you can back up from the kitchen, and everything is sparkling, and you go to bed, and then you walk down, and everything is still sparkling in the morning.
But apparently I like that. That's a rule that I didn't know.
That's the unwritten rule.
So it's an unspoken rule, and it's unspoken because it's an expectation in her mind of something that needed to be done that she never expressed to me. So when I violate it, she interprets it as like I did something wrong.
Well, Greg, the Bowmans have kind of a storybook relationship, it seems, and then things fell apart, and they've captured in their book, Mended, One Couple's Journey from Betrayal to Imperfect Beauty, kind of what happened, an affair happened.
Yeah.
Can we go there real quick? Can I ask you about couples surviving infidelity? Because I mentioned earlier, this is a story of redemption.
It really is, and Erin and I have some great friends that went through this exact same thing. I mean, we've known them through college, through their wedding, on up to now 30 years of marriage. And infidelity is a part of their story. Same thing. Started off great. Over time, some things happened. He ended up in an affair. And we got to walk with them. And I'll never forget just the pain of that first phone call where he was saying, what do I do if she found out? Found out what? Mm-hmm. Found out that I've been seeing another woman. And, oh, man, tell me what's going on, how you do. So Erin kind of walked with her. I walked with him. But it was a great example when something like that happens and it's the devastation of the betrayal and the pain and the hopelessness they're now feeling, the helplessness. What do we do? How do we walk forward from that sort of betrayal? They did it. They hung in there. They got help. They both saw an individual counselor, and then when it felt like time, they then went and saw a marriage counselor. Mm. Actually ended up at Hope Restored.
Okay.
For an intensive.
On family's intensives. Yeah.
And it was just, it's a long journey. But they now have one of those marriages that when you're around them, you're like, whoa, I want what they have. And I think that's the beauty of their redemption story is what God's done through that just terrible, terrible season. But mm-hmm. that season of coming back from that level of betrayal, I mean, that's years, John. Yeah. And so for any couple who is going through that, you just have to plan on this is going to take us years. But there's so many good stories like the Bowmans, our good friends. We saw this all the time as intensive counselors. Erin and I led those group mm-hmm. intensives. Yeah. And so, I mean, we've seen those. And people not only survive that, but they really can thrive through that. They can have a stronger marriage after that, as long as they put in the work to do that. It's so possible. We even wrote an article, and let's link to it in the show notes, It's called Recovering from an Affair. Mm-hmm. And we interviewed all of our Hope Restored therapists, our counselors here at Focus on the Family, to create, you know, for a couple going through this, what do they do, not do? What does he do? What does she do? What do they do then as a couple? And it really is some of the best information you're going to find on just a game plan for walking through that.
Yeah. And we've, you know, we've made mention of Hope Restored so many times here on the show, but let's assume somebody's new to this podcast. Just give a few headlines about Hope Restored.
Yeah. So we have some of the best marriage therapists on the planet. They're specialists. They're experts in really helping couples get to the root of what was going on in their relationship that's caused them to feel stuck or be in crisis. And our signature program is a group intensive. So you're with five other couples. And I know that anytime someone hears group, they're like, I don't want to share this information in front of a whole bunch of strangers. I'm telling you, at the end of 4 days, you will feel like these are your best friends. You've known them all your life. Mm-hmm. It's that powerful. And we follow couples. 80% of those couples are still together. So it's showing that God is all over this and really wants to help a couple do this, and Hope Restored can be a great place to get back on track, get you into your regular counselor back at home, but this is just a great way to get unstuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to make sure that you understand Hope Restored could be for you if you're struggling in your marriage, and we would invite you to give us a call to learn more. Our number is 800-A-FAMILY, and we're going to link over to more details about Hope Restored in the show notes. If that is not something that you're considering, we implore you to consider attending a Hope Restored Marriage Intensive. Greg mentioned that article, and then we're making available for a monthly pledge of any amount to the ministry today, or a one-time donation to Focus on the Family, the book by the Bullmans called Mended, One Couple's Journey from Betrayal to Imperfect Beauty. All the details about these and other resources are in the show notes. We'll hear from Dr. Randy Schrader next time. For now, on behalf of Greg and Aaron and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Aaron Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.